So, why did was like this? I'll show you the computer. You can see on the ground. But there's an every Kavachoyma, you have a basis for the Kavachoyma. Three stages. First of all, you have to work out what's more common, what's more common. Then the trigger, the reason to make Kavachoyma, the actual Kavachoyma, and then the difficult one. So this chart over here in this column is what's more common. So I've written the 10 Kavachoymas we have. So the one that's bold is the more common one. First example was Keren in Shusarabim is Shusanizik Chatzinezek, and Regan in Shusanizik is Nezek Shalom. So which one's more common? Obviously the Regal, right? So then, once I know the Regal more common, now I look around Tuchas Regal, and I find, once I know that Keren, once I know the Regal more common, and Keren's more common, so now I look around at the halachas and I'll be able to extrapolate another one. So which halacha am I going to look for? So I see that Keren in Rishus Rabim is Chatzinezek. So I see the more count has got certain liabilities. It's Chaim in Rishus Rabim. Chatzinezek. So if the more count has that, so certainly what would be the Kal V'Chomer, that the more Chomer should also have that, right? So the basis to start a Kal V'Chomer was because I saw that the more cow has certain liabilities. If the more cow has liabilities, the Kal V'Chomer will tell me that the more chomo should also, right? And that was the Kal V'Chomer. And then the Dichri then saying, no, Chotzis Kasboy, only by Keren and not by Regan. That's the first. Now that's a Kal V'Chomer. This is something that I was summing up myself. I realized there's certain Kal V'Chomers which go one way, certain go the other way. That Kal V'Chomer was saying, if I see that the Kal has liabilities, certainly the Chomo should have liabilities as well. Sometimes it's the other way around. If I see the Chomo has certain leniencies, certainly the Kal should have, and that's the next case. What's the next case? Hey. Okay, so now I cover him number two. Right, let me figure out. Hopefully, it'll be easier for you to see. Cover him number two is the opposite way around. We start off with Keren and Shusarabim is Chayevis, and you should, and Regan and Shusarabim is. So, which one's more chomo? Keren. Now, if we find that Keren has certain leniencies, right? The Chomo has more certain leniencies, which are those that Keren is only Chayav Chatzinezek and Shusarabim. So certainly it should be the Regel, which is more Chom, which is more Kal, should be that too. Regel, right? That's where we're going. That's right. The Regel, which is more Kal, should certainly have those leniencies. And this is the opposite way around. This is a Kal V'Chomer going the other way around. First Kal V'Chomer was saying if we find that the more Kal has a stringency, certainly the more Chomer should have the stringency. And the second Kal V'Chomer is the other way. If we find that the more Chomer has a Kula, certainly the more Kal should have a Kula as well. That's Kal V'Chomer number two. And the Kal V'Chomer number three was also given the same Kivun. The Shem Beregel in Shusanizik is Chayv Nezik Sholem. How much is Keren? Okay, so which one's more chomo? Regel. Regel more chomo. And if we find that Shem Beregel has a lenience, that's Potem Shusaramim, so Keren should have that leniency as well. And the reason why not is because we've got Pasuk Yechzor. Vahala, vahala. One more. Shoy, two more really. Shoy is not Chayv Dalet Voy. Regel and Odom is. So which one's more? More homo. I got the wrong hand. And which one's more homo? Bottom. And if we find the soy has a stringency, so has a stringency that's chayve kufa. So Adam, which one's more chomo, should start have a stringency chayve kufa. So this, I put the bold on the wrong one. Okay, you'll change it. Is the more chomo? This one was wrong. And then the last one of the list of kalachim is, before we go into the whole side of the gemara, is the bottom one. Shoy is chayve kufa. Adam's not chayve kufa. So which one's more chomo? Shoy. If Odom, which is more cow, has a stringency, that's high with dotted volume, so which is more homo, should certainly have that stringency. So I've written at the top the basis for the kalvachim and the kalvachim as well. But this means we looked around a certain halacha, whether it's the stringency or puller, depending on whether the thing we're learning from is homo. If we find the more chomo has a kula, certainly the more kal has a kula. If we find the more kal has a chomo, certainly the more chomo has a chomo. And that was the say the kavachira. And the next section of the whole kavachira of the chart is the last section of the gemara, which we're going to go over now. Again, where the gemara had a shayla, what's the din of shayla? Regal, does regal have kushim? And that's more suggested. The gemara suggested one thing, might be fine, or whatever it was suggested, and you have to work the right. Let's plug this all back in and get going. As I say, some people find charts helpful, some people find them very unhelpful. So depending on your problem, if it helps, it helps. If it doesn't help, it doesn't help. Very aptly explained. Okay, let's go right in. I'm going to go over the Gemara now on the last section of the Gemara, meaning the last section of the half an hour there. We learned it last time, but it was in Mecca Toast. I didn't realize you had to learn it. So, let me just ask that. Where have you all got to the Mishnah? Yes or no? Yeah, what's up? Ranting on. Yeah, we're all on the same page. Okay, Tavon Amad Ali. The Gemara's got a shayder now. Iboilu. It's Mamish halfway down the page. Maybe it's slightly above halfway down the page. Iboilu. Regel. Shedolso Agami Tinek. Regel Shedolso Agami Tinek. But it's not an easy. A regal trod on a child and katzar nizik. Maushet tishanim kufa. Do you pay this that regal pay kufa? We know where's the first in the Torah about kufa. Okay, that's the first in the Torah. Now, what's the din by regal? Now, why would I say one way or the other? The Gemara's going to explain it. When the Torah says the example of keren, is it just an example of something which is in wood, or is it something deeper than that? Has there be something which is kavanasanah? If it's just an example of something in wood, then we can spread it out, not just to keren, but regen as well, shen as well. They're all examples of wood. But if there's a din that needs to be kavanasanah, then not. That's the shayla which we have. What's the shayla in the pasuk? You learn a chumash, Rashi. How did you understand it? Is the Gemara giving you a Torah, giving you an example of a mud? Okay, so pick them caring more than any other example, or no, specifically dafke, something which is coming out of the hand. Ibadu, regular shadots, I got a tinnit, but it's a little bit more. Marshal the shaman kufa. Do you have to pay kufa? Me, I mean, do we say, me, the other care? It's exactly like Karen, meaning Karen, he arbitrated losses in the once, he did it two or three times. Then, okay, if it came, it's normal for it. And once it became normal for it, Mishad and Kufa, you have to be Kufa. Here as well, is now normal for it. It's not now normal. It always was normal. So Shemir Egel always pays food. Always did it. To eat and to church. To eat and to stand on it. It's normal for an animal to stand. It's the walk and stand on it. Yeah.
It's not normal for it to step on a baby.
If the baby's there, it would be normal. Huh? If the baby's there, it's normal. Animals don't know where they go.
Can you say Shemarim do know where they go?
That's not before the pit.
Yeah, so how do you not walk? How do you not hold the pits if you don't know where you're going?
Because if they can see a hole, they'll stop.
So they see a baby, they stop.
No, they don't.
You see babies?
No, they don't.
They don't stop.
They don't stop. They just wait. If it's something which will kill themselves, then they'll stop. Yeah. But if it's something which is ground, they'll open. They're not into baby watching. That's not their job.
Mm-hmm.
Babysitting is with other people. Okay, so that's the shadow of the Gemara. Oh, dear. Okay, come on. So that has it. You misunderstood. The reason why you pay Kain Koifer is because it's Kavanossi Lahavik. That's why I pay Koifer. Okay, if that is poor with Regal, it's not Kavanossi Lahavik. So it wouldn't be Koifer. What's the reason for Koifer? Is the reason for Koifer the fact that it's Regal, normal for it to do it? Or is the reason for Koifer because it is Kavanossi Lahavik?
But if it's Kavanossi Lahavik, then it's your account should.
Very good, Chris. Oh, beautiful. What's the question? Ruben said, if the boss of the house has it, then he will show it down. So obviously, you're right. It has to be a mood. That mood that's the boss of the house will have to. So it's two things. It needs to be mood and boss of the house. Yeah, that was the right question to ask at the right time. The term is created by mood.
Is mood confirmed that was the
no. Every regal is. Is mud, but not from us, has it? Is it has to be mud?
Mud can.
So if it's Dafka Karen, then it has to be mud, Dafka from us, has it. That's our shayla. And the Torah said in the Torah, mud of Kofa, but picked by Karen, is it Dafka by Karen or by every mud?
In terms of the shore gourd three times, it killed us, does it damage?
Needs to kill it. It also becomes a core of the grave.
We call it Shemurah.
The word Shemurah is just means it's rogel. That's all it means, right? Now, we know it now. If an animal gores oxen three times, it's only a mood for oxen, not a mood for other.
Even the way that we have a tendency to violence.
So only that one.
How do we know to make a distinction?
Okay, so first of all, the Gemara talks about it later on. The Gemara talks about it in Shir Gemara. But then the Gemara says on the Gimel Amit Beis, or Beis Amit Beis? Yeah. Yeah, if you look at that Beis Amit Beis, the Gemara says, about 459 dot, no, from the end. Is a star asterisk. The mashalom. Murid la'odom. Are you serious? First word by Mil Sagavot. Murid la'odom. The murid behemoth. Murid behemoth. The murid la'odom. Somebody, if an animal has a tendency to kill people or even injure people, it's considered a murid for animals because it's easier to injure animals than to injure people. So again, if it's got a tendency to injure or kill animals, it's not a mood for.
But we don't make a distinction between like a different, let's say, kind of goat.
Yeah,
but I mean, that goats in the shore, it's not within the animal category.
Yeah. So the Gemara doesn't make that distinction to answer. But regarding David's question, that's a Gemara. Based on stuck in the process of ki yigui and ki yigai, two different things, and one's a stronger form. The Gemara says for a person, you need a stronger prayer because the muzzle or the malach is watching you for people. Therefore, if an animal is a mood for a person, it's not mukha, it'll be a mood for it's a mood for a person. Okay, so now where are we holding? So that was the shayla. So we have to remember, we've got shayla now. What's the failure? Is there Kufa Vayrig? Now, because of this show, I'm going to start running around making Kamachimas. I think there were 5 Kamachimas. I don't want to be. I wrote them out. Well, number 6, I mean, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 6 Kamachimas, which I'm going to play around with. They're always the same type of Kamachimas, slight variations. So I'm trying to find out what's the halacha by Kufa Vayrig. Okay? So here goes. Toshima. We have a Branson. First word of the line is Hiknis. Chavov Amdala. Hiknis Shoyoi Lekatsan Balabayis Shalom Yushu. The Shoyoi came into the house of the Balabayis without permission. Hiknis actually means he brought him in. That's the same halacha. The Nokhoi, the Baal Habayis, Umis. So this Shoyoi killed the Balabos. It's the whatever the word is for President Brooklyn, trespasser, that's the word I wanted, this trespasser. He broke into the house and he killed the balabos. He's got this animal. So the halacha is the show gets killed. Doesn't matter if the show is tam or mud, the show gets killed. And the owner of the tam, of the animal, being tam, being mud, Mashanki Rishon has to pay kufa. Is a chiddush. In the Torah, you only find kufa by a mud. Here, this price is telling us in the name of Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon is telling us that Tam pays kufa even in Peshus, even though he's a Tam. Tam pays kufa, right? Which is, where's it coming from? The Pesuk said, not like that. The Pesuk said, if he's a showing more, he pays him kufa, you should follow. So where's Reb Tarfon coming from to making up that there's a real kufa starting on a Tam in the Peshus? I don't think he's talking about that. So where's it from? Where does he know it from? So here we are. He also agrees that Lily, the Omer Tam, the Shalim, Katsi, Kufi, Mishum, Suyad. Yeah.
The Rav said, Lomishum.
Lomishum.
Lomishum. And is the Shaila the statement?
Isn't it? Because it's a rhetorical statement. Isn't it? Because the Sovereign agrees that Lily, the Omer Tam, the Lily, the Omer Tam, the Shalim, Katsi, Kufi, Mishum, Suyad. That if musically holds a tam pays chatzi kufa and shuts it out. A lot of Torah said a mood pays kufa. That's what my kufa shali. But kufa a mood that a tam also pays kufa, just half. And so now we know something. What do we know? The tam pays kufa in Rishut Harabi. But maybe not kufa shali, but he pays something. And regal, how much does regal pay in Rishut Harabi?
Nothing.
Well, now we know that Tam is more common than regular. And if we know Tam is more common than regular, we've got a right to start a Kalachimah. Let's go around. Remember, we've got a few stages of Kalachimah. First stage was to find out which one's more common. We know which one's more common. But next stage, the next stage is to find out what halachas do we know in Yisrael office. So we know that a regular pays number one. We say Tam is more common, right? And we know that
he's considered poor.
I'm going to get to myself. Tam pays Katsi Kufa, and then we want to get to Kibishon, right? Right. We know that Tam pays Katsi Kufa. So now we want to now work out what would Tam be in the Shushanizu. Well, we look around our office, we find that regular pays kufa shali in Rishus Anizi. And regular was more kal. If regular pays is more kal, and that pays kufa shali in Rishus Anizi, certainly Tam should pay kufa shali in Rishus Anizi. So that's the kalachim, and I'm fixed. Again, pays chatzi kufa shali, and regular doesn't pay anything. And yet we find regular pays kufa shali in Rishus Anizi. Certainly, can Tam should pay in Rishus HaYochid.
Doesn't he pay? I'm confused.
We are confused because you are jumping a stage. That's why.
Oh,
relax. Yeah. Remember what the Shaila Gemara was? Is going for Sholim for regular?
Yeah.
And we're proving it from the Tarfon Skala Kremer. Remember those days in schools used to have in the
a series with a space missing out in the middle and you have to fill it in. So imagine you have that here. You have it, all the parts with one space in the middle. You have it, the fact that Karen is more vulnerable. We have also that we find Karen, Tom, Hayes, Nezek, Sholim. How did we get there? There's a space in the middle missing, which you have to fill in. How did you get to get Karen, Tom, Shapay, Koifa, Sholim in your Shosanity? I'll tell you all the pieces apart from one, you can put it in yourself. We know Karen is more common than Rega. Okay? Nachon? And we know Karen pays Chatzit Koifa in your Shosar, Rabbi. And Rega doesn't pay anything. That's what we know. And we also know that Karen Tom pays Koifa Sholim in your Shosanity. How did you get that? How did you get from A to C with B missing? How did you get that? Karen more common than regular. And Karen Tom is Nezik Shakufa Sholim and Shusanid. There's one space missing. One point which if you would fill it in, it would read straight.
Well, then you'd have to say that Regel pays for the co-fair.
Very good, excellent. But you have to say that Regel pays Baby Shalom, and then it reads. Yeah, we see that Karen is more common than Karen. And we see that Regel pays Baby Shalom, it shows up, Nizek, suddenly Regel, suddenly Karen, which is more common than Regel, should pay Baby Shalom, and it shows up. Answers our shayla. We had the shayla. Is there din of koifa by regal? Is there or not? And have a look at Tavron, and you have the answer. Tavron told the answer. Tavron stood up at the Beis Medrash and told us the answer. Is there koifa shalom in Shazar nizek for regal? Missed it. Chava. Tavron told us that Karen pays Kofa Sholim in your Shatah. And if you fill in all the dots, it has to be like that. Where did Rav Tavron come from to tell us that Karen should pay Kofa Sholim for a Tavron? Where is he getting from?
Fill in
the sequence, I think that's what it used to be called. Fill in the sequence, right? Had it said this sequence, yeah? Had it said Karen is more common than Rego? And regular piece paper shot of Shazanizek, then you would know what the last part was. Right? Then you would have known it. That Karen must be going for shot. So all he did was he told us A and C and left us to fill in B ourselves. Which is very good. That's really good. If Dominic, you're with us?
Do we understand how much you really get basic from the way to the final interview?
You told us the beginning and the conclusion, and we have to fill in the middle of this.
What do we see something like this?
It happens. Okay. We see from Rav Tavron, and I would like to know.
It is the third time that does
here. That is the time of it. On this point, the only reason why maybe people would be afraid of Rav Tavron is because they disagree on the starting point. You're telling me that there's Kofa in Oshasa, Rabim. And that's how you know that Karen is more common than Rego. There isn't. There's no great finishes to have in the Chalal. Karen doesn't pay. Karen Tam doesn't pay great for us. So really the whole starting point didn't get it. So you're missing the first A and B, so you can't get to C. But if you agree to a Rabbi Segilin, and if Tavon agreed to a Rabbi Segilin, that Karen pays Chatzin Ezek, Koifa, Chatzin Koifa, and Chutz HaRabim, so we know it's more common than Rego. Then if you tell me that Karen Tam pays Koifa Sholim in a Shosan Izik, I know what. You must hold that Rego is Koifa Sholim. So answer that later. We have the Shalim. What's Pshat and the Pasuk? Is Pshat and the Pasuk Mu'ud pays Koifa Sholim? Is Pshat and the Pasuk Kamos and Hazik pays Koifa Sholim? If Tavon came to tell us Pshat and the Pasuk, then what? Yeah, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Why did Karen Mu'ud pay Kofa Sholim? Because it's okay. That's what Pshat and Kofi. Okay. We now know from there to Shem, Re'ek, and all the other ones. Imagine if your Tav was your Chumash Rashi. Wouldn't that be amazing? Except there wouldn't be a Chumash Rashi. It'd be a Chumash Tav. It's also good. Right? And when he gets this pasuk, Yiga, I'll show you that your Tav would stand up and tell us. You should know. Children, don't make a mistake. Thinking Tavka by care. It's a picked example of care. But the same would apply to any word. Any word. If it's a word, it would be Peter Shalom. You took up your hand. So even Shemregel. Nakhon, even Shemregel.
So
it's Pavlov's and Ryan's on what
we're talking about. So we're saying that when he does a bit of Shishtiya in here, then he's already a Mubar at that point.
Whereas he doing it, he.
Okay, that would be Tarkov. That would be Tarkov's world. And so we know that Tom and Rosh Hashanah arrived. And we also know that, at least by Misa, in Rabbi Tarfon's rule, then there's a distinction between the Shubiyat and the Shusovah, right? So if he's still going that same kivum, you know, that Rosh Hashanah is treated differently than Rosh Hashanah, we don't know that we're dealing with Mu'ad, you know, that Mu'ad is the reason why he's.
How did it get? That's the question. That's the missing B. We're missing out B. A we know, C we know, but we don't know B. How did he get from A to C? What's the ticket? What's he need to get from A to C?
But I think we're making an assumption that he's, or I guess I'm talking about, let's say that.
How did he get to a town making him shot? We don't need to have tablets on your board based food, so that's a possible.
That's what we know.
How does he, you know, how did he get up even the top?
A Tom Karen is high at Nezer Shalom. And certainly, then I guess this way it goes, and certainly, because of if you have a Buah, if an animal that's Buah that killed, whether or not be by Regal or by.
No, it's not certain. No, because Karen has come off to the average. Can't compare this.
I know, but I thought.
Think it through again. We know that Karen is more common than Greg.
Okay.
How do we know that?
Well, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah.
Very good. And we know that if Tavon told us a lot, which is not written in the Torah, that Karen more than Karen pays pay for Shalim in Rosh Hashanah. And the only way he could do that is if he has a Kalvachimah. Mm-hmm. So what Kalvachimah can he use to up Karen to make it into Kofa Shalim Tam. Karen Tam, Kofa Shalim in Rosh Hashanah. The way to do it is, if we know that Regal had that lover, then certainly Karen did that. Okay. So if he told us that, it means he must be assuming the Regal had that lover.
Okay.
If Regal had that lover, then certainly Karen Tam.
And if Regal has that lover, then you know that we're talking about the move on, focus on move on as opposed to the cover.
Very good. Very good. Okay, that was the command. So that part is the easy part. Says the next part. Now the Gemara is being masked as the different. This is a Kalvachimah which works really. Good Kalvachimah. It works. But the Gemara now wants to say maybe that's not what the Kalvachimah was. Never you've got a right to do say that B was that regularized. Okay, but maybe B was something else. And all the rest of these Kalvachimahs from 7 to 11 are all different B's. In each one of them, we're changing the B. How did we get from Care, being a cutter never. In Rishon Sarab. Two, Kriva Shoy, Rishon Sanidic. Different joining of the dots. We thought there was because Kriva the Regan, Kriva Shoy, and we're knocking it off. Kriva Regan, and not Kriva Shoy. So what was that? What is OSB? What is the second sequence that needs to be filled in? So he says the Gemara this. Where is the Gemara? Oma Rebsimi Menador. First word of the line is Rebsimi Menador. Oma Rebsimi Menador. Tono Menizokin Deregel Maisilo. He's not letting it happen quicker. The middle piece was Nizokin of Regel. Okay, so those of you that have the chart, you'll see I filled it in like this. We say like this. Ken, Bishasarabim is Katsi Kriva. And Regan, Bishasarabim doesn't pay anything. So which one's more common? Ken. And yet we find that Regan is Chayim Nezik Sholim in Bishasarabim. Regan, which is more cow, is Chayim Nezik Sholim in Bishasarabim. If we find Regan, it's Chayim Nezik Sholim. So too, let's say that Karen should be Chayv Kriva Sholem. If we find that Regel is Chayv Nezek Sholem, so we'll apply the same and say Kriva and Nezek, the same idea. Just like Regel should be Chayv Nezek Sholem, Karen would be Chayv Kriva Sholem. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest. We're borrowing the halachas of Nizokin to teach us the halachas of Kriva. Then you run around whether Regel is high Kriva Shoyim. Maybe Regel not high Kriva Shoyim. But Regel is high Nezek Shoyim. If Regel is high Nezek Shoyim, Karen should be high Kriva Shoyim. That's what the suggestion is. Okay?
I thought we said before that we knew Karen's official.
Karen tells us that Karen's high Kriva Shoyim. What happened to get there? What was in the middle piece? They got us from Chetzi Kriva to Kriva Shoyim. So we thought it was because Regel's high Kriva. So you know, Regel's not high Kriva. It was different. Regel's high Nezek Shoyim. Since we find that Regel's high Nezek Shoyim, we've taught and understood what I mean. Kriva should be the same. So if we find that Regel, which is more Kal, pays Nezek Shoyim, Karen, which is more Chomo, should pay Kriva Shoyim.
So this isn't answering the question that Mara asked about what happens if we're going off on a tangent.
No, we're saying we've gone around.
No, right, so that's what we don't have an answer. So that's yeah. The end. Now we're trying to find out why Rabbi Tarfon holds that this that Koper Shalek, you know, that's a tangent.
No, a tangent. You can call it what you want, really. Right. We thought we had the right to this race, we thought we had the right to talk about the past night. And he must be, no. The Davidic say, learn the Davidic. Not from Kriva, but rather from if we find their area, which is more cow, he's Nezek Shoyim for damages they have in the Shoyim. So care, which is more homo, should be Kriva Shoyim. I was a Talmud. So, as you say, we've got a rhyme or what's the dinner, Kriva or Rega. We didn't learn it. Okay, that's the seventh kavachimah that we had in our Gemara. To which the Gemara says, "Believe let's knock off the kavachimah." How can you tell me? You want to learn kriva from the zokim? And if you find that Regal's high for what he did, Nezek Sholim, so if and Karen should also be high in Kriva Sholim if it did recur, how can you compare the two? Regal pays Nezek Sholim because Nizokin is much more common than Kriva. Now, office of Nizokin is more common than Kriva. How do I know that? Because if it wouldn't have been the animal that did it, rather it got burnt. This item got burnt by some negligence. How much would the person have to pay? This item got burnt by some negligence. How much would he have to pay?
Almost the
Is there any Kufa? Burn down a person. You have to be Kufa. No, there's no Kufa. The one we see that Mizogin is more common than Kufa. If Mizogin is more common than Kufa, you can't burn out. From Mizogin to other Kufa. Can't do it.
Actually, the mice, the Gemara actually, forgot that. The Gemara that you tells you that there's no proof of that. So, the Gemara doesn't. So, how can you compare Nezek of Regel to Kufa? Nizokin, this thing that happened, you would mean the Chayef had to be done by Ish as well. There's no Kufa by Ish. So the Gemara answer, you have to know where to put the comment. The Gemara said, you know, meat tongue. The B, man, we're looking for this elusive B. This B that was that somehow connected what we knew to what Tapa taught us, right? It was actually talking about the case of Tom. What would be that like if an animal broke something that was hidden by walking? And let's make it kind of hard. If we find that regel is the keren is more common than regel, why? Because keren is chayav mishum tzarana, and regel is not chayav mishum tzarana. So keren is more common than regel. And nevertheless, regel is chayav for tomon. If a regel breaks out of tomon, it's chayav. All shekin. Keren should be chayav brings the shalom. If we find regel. If it damaged something, Tom, it's kind of electronic. Even the regal is very cow. So certainly, Karen, which is more common, should be a chayim for crazy. I was going to say, no, that is, it's Aish. There's no Aish. In this case, Aish wouldn't be a chayim. It was Tom, Aish wouldn't be a chayim. And yet, regal is chayim. So you see the regal is chayim, but it's not by Aish. Regal is chayim. Regal is your son of Kumar. So if the regal got that chumrah, then Karen should also be chayek with Kufa. That was the Kal V'Chomer, which is number 8 in our list of Kal V'Chomer. If already we find that Karen is more common than regal, and regal is chayek as a shalim, certainly Karen should also be chayek with Kufa. That's the Kal V'Chomer.
That's a shalim.
Very good. Good answer. Yeah, I'm not going to get to that. Right. I'm not going to end this video. Right, so the Gemara said, no, remember there's a comma after mitoma. I'm not Dr. Carter, I've got another difference. Manitomum shekin yeshnon begoyde. How can you compare nizokin of regel to kufa? Had this animal not trodden on it, but rather this item, does the animal treading on it, would have fallen in a void. How much would the owner have to pay? The animal was walking on some tomatoes. He has to pay Nezek Shalim for the tomatoes. Had it not been walking on some tomatoes, rather those tomatoes fell into a void and got squashed, how much would the owner of the void have to pay? The one that made this void, how much would they have to pay? Nezek Shalim. And if a person falls in a void, is there any paper for that? No, no paper for that. So what do we see? Then his zokin is much more humble than paper. So how can you learn it? How can you say, if we find that regel is chayim for nezek shalim, so too keren should be chayim kofer, you can't compare. This damage that happened has got so many halachos on it, that not only if an animal would walk on it, it would chayv nezek, even if it would have fallen into a pit, it would be chayv nezek. So Hilkas Nezikin is much more common than kufa, because there's no kufa in a boy. So Hilkas Nezikin is more common than kufa.
How can you extrapolate and say that if there's a chiyuv nezek, there'll also be a chiyuv kriv? Nezikin is more common than kriv. Maybe nezikin is a chiyuv and not kriv. That's the question of the dichoy to this halacha. Ma letomon shekin yesh lo beboy. So which Gemara says, I think it's Kalkan number 9.
We either translate it as close to or very like long. You read it and translate it right there.
There's only 5 words.
I know.
So yeah, I'll call it. Maratomon. Yeah. How can you learn the Kalkan from Tomon? Maratomon. Tomon is different. So can yesh no the boy. Tomon is applicable by boy. Tomon Zokin is applicable by boy. If you have something here, a sack of tomatoes,
yeah,
that fall in the boy is a chiyuv nezek tomon. If you have a person wrapped up in a bag that falls into a pit, there's no proof. What does that tell you? You don't know what it tells you. It tells you Nizokin Stiffen is more common than Kofar. Hilton's Nizokin has got more of a stringency of a Kofar. That's what it tells you. If a bag of tomatoes falls in a pit, you're high for it. And yet, if a person falls in the pit, there's no Kofar. So that teaches us that Nizokin has got more halakha than Kofar. There's greater instances of Yochai for Nizokin more than Yochai for Kriya. So therefore, how can you tell me that if you find a regal inside for Tomon, then so too Karen should be a Yochai for Kriya? Regal inside for Nizokin by Tomon, because Nizokin has greater instances that there's a field. But Karen, Kriya, no, because Kriya has less instances to be a Yochai.
What's the tomo?
Yeah. Yeah. You saw the line before the word earlier in the tomo. You understood the word, word man? Okay, so we're going one more time. Okay. The command said like this. Oh, I'm cinnamon ador. Okay, but you have to focus all the time. Tony of cinnamon ador. Tono, if Jonathan was Tana, means he's often the regular mice law. He learned it from Nizokin Regal, meaning, and here you have to speak all out yourself, that if we find that Regal is more cow, and yet it pays Nizik Sholim, so to Kerem, which is more common, should pay Kofar Sholim. Okay? All that added here. The Lishbo, now the Gemara is refuting this
problem. Nizokin, meaning he learns that from Kerem. He learns that from Kerem? No, where's the Nizokin? How does Nizokin?
The regular, if you see the regular is more calm than care, and yet the regular pays the Shalim, you should say off it. So too, Karen should pay Kofar Shalim, you should say off it. The leaf boy says, come on, I want to refute it. I'm knocking away your Kalachim. I'm going to tell you that you can't learn out Nizokin of regular to teach you Kofar. You can't learn from Nizokin of regular to Kofar. Mali Tomon Shekin Yeshnoi Beboy. Mali Nizokin Beregel Shekin Yeshnoi Beish. Nizokin has got more Chumu Alochesen than Kofar. Nizokin is Chai Poish. If something burns, then something has to pay us with Nezir. And yet there's no Kofar, like it says the view, there's no Kofar. So how can you learn from Nizokin of Beregel to Kofar? Kofar is less Chumu than Nizokin. Nizokin is more hot. Nizokin applies by Ish. Okay?
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Okay? Right? So maybe says in Gemara, mitomon. This one word, mitomon, is a whole kalachimer. It's a whole on kalachimer. There's the same kalachimer again. If already we find that Karen, that Regan is more kal than Karen. How do you know Regal is more Kal than Karen? And it's just a bit for. And yet, Regal is Chayiv Nezek Sholim by Tomon. Regal is Chayiv Nezek Sholim by Tomon, where Ish is applicable. Regels Chaimer and John McDonald.
So too Gala Chaimer Ken, which was more common, should be Chaim Prefishon.
Now you can't tell me no because it's shy for age. There's no age factor. And yet the regals I mean the shot. Certainly Kofa should be a high current, should be a high Kofa shot. To which the Gemara now wants to be mad and say no. How can you learn from Tomor? Mane Tomor, Shekin Yechelevoi. How can you learn from Tomor? Tomor, if regal broke something which was Tomor, it's high medic shot. But do you know something else would also be high medic shot for very few years? You know what else would? Boy! So Hilchus and Zikin is very common because you see that the regular side and boy is tired. And there's no quick for that boy. So how can you learn from Nezik Sholim or regular to Kuifa? How can you extrapolate that Kuifa, the carriage, should be high Kuifa? Nezik is much more common than Kuifa. Okay. That this act which the animal did had to happen, then a boy would also have to pay. There's no creep, so it can be learned from Nezek to creep. The Gemara said, okay, right, we're learning Mikalim. If an animal broke Kalim, now what's the halacha? Let's make the halacha again. Karen, what's more common? Karen or Regan? Karen, why? Karen's Chaim Shatur Abba. If you find the Regan's Chaim Nezek Shodim, if it broke Kalim, certainly Karen should be Chaim Creep for Shodim. And then you come to you know, Nezik is more common than boy. It's not true, it's Canaan, there's no boy like boy is not high in Nezik like Canaan. So why is the regular high? Because regular's fall. Oh, if regular's fall, a certain cap should be fall. So cap should be good for sure. The rich Kumar said, one second, Canaan. There's something else that's type of Canaan. Or is it Ish? Mother Canaan, she's from the Ish. It's true that there's no boy, but it's Ish. Ish the Ben Zankele would be Chayim. It wasn't okay, right?
That one's like Ish, it's not Ish.
Yeah. How can you tell me that you learn that from a regular broke Kalim? It's Chayim Nezek Shonim, so to Kuyper should be Chayim Nezek Shonim, but Zikin of Kalim is very common because even Ish is applicable by that. If Ish would burn down those Kalim, how much would you have to pay? There's Shonim, and there's no Kuyper by Ish. So Nizokin is much more common than Kofa, because Nizokin is Shire both by Regal and by Ish. This damage which he did, both by Regal and Ish, would be higher. And by Kofa, there's no Kofa by Ish. So how can you learn that that would be Kofa to Karen from Regal? It's not the comparable part. Nizokin is much more common than Kofa. The rich commands of the cage. That's all it's. I meant to say like this. Mikalim to Moim. If the animal broke hidden Kalim. If an animal stood on hidden Kalim and broke, I'm not to be fair. Well, is there any boy by hidden Kalim? If it was born in a boy, okay? Why not?
Because Kalim
is. Because Kalim is born by boy. If H was born, is there any deal?
No.
It's dumb. And yet, there's no sign. Even the regular about to cow and care. Because Regal is not Chayim and Shusa, Rabbi, and Karen is. So even though Regal is much more Calvin and Karen, nevertheless, it's Chayim for what he did. So certainly Karen should be Chayim for the Shodim in Shusa. That's the common thing I've worked out. It's most said, still not. I'm knocking away this common payment. This was the last common payment that we suggested, all knocked away. Ma le kelim tmunim sheyesh on lo enol. It's true, a boy can't break it, and an ish wouldn't be chayv if he did it, but Adam would be chayv. If Adam went to Kli, the storm and smashed it, he'd be chayv. Chayv what? If an Adam goes up to Kli and smashes it, and hit Kli and smashes it, what's he chayv? Nezek. He's chayv nezek. Same as Rega. If an Adam kills somebody, is there any kofa? No, right? We learned earlier, Olaf. So you see that Ezekiel has got more dealing than Kofa. Ezekiel is applicable both by Regan and by Olaf. And Kofa is not applicable by Olaf. Now, how can you learn from Ezekiel of Regan to the Olafas of Kofa? Ezekiel is more common than Kofa because Ezekiel is applicable both by Olaf and by Regan. And Kofa is only applicable by animals, not by Olaf. That's
the dichui of the kavod emes. Takes us back to the very beginning of Lashma Minot. Mikolifer the regular Michael. Since we've knocked off kavod emes number 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, we're only left with kavod emes number 6, the very first kavod emes we started with, which was Rambam told us A and C, and we need to fill in B. We know that Karen is more chomer than Rego, and we know that Karen pays Kofa Shonim. How did you get from Chetzi Kofa to Kofa Shonim? How did you get that? Only one way. If Rego is higher Kofa Shonim, then I understand why Karen should be higher Kofa Shonim. If we find that Karen is more chomer than Rego, because Karen is higher Chetzi Kofa, in Shutta, Rav, and Rego is also. So if Rega is tied to Kofa Shonim, which is something that Kosher Karen and Kavod Chomer, Karen should be tied to Kofa Shonim in Shusan. That is the Kavod Chomer. Shema Min. Alma Ika Kofa Rega Shonim. Okay? If we knocked off 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 5 Kavod Chomer would be suggested to try and explain what Rav Tava could, how Rav Tava could link the fact that Karen is half a creature to eventually paying Kofa Shonim. We each time tried, each time got knocked off, so we're left with the original one that we suggested, that why should Karen be high Kofa Shonim in Rishon HaNizik? And the answer is, how could Karen be high Kofa Shonim? Karen Tam, Kofa Shonim in Rishon HaNizik, where did he get it from? Wouldn't that make you happy? We had the software. What's Chappi Yigo? Oh, in Kudushtrop, in the chat, we got the Kamala Hazik, and we got the Lukun. Tafu was the one who taught us that no, if you're not in Kudushtrop, you got it Kamala Hazik, rather than going to the Lukun. Kamala! Where's your Tafu say? Find the missing piece. But maybe there's 5 others suggest what could be. None of them work. So we're left with the missing piece. Must be that one.
The specific point that he did say to us was which one? Was that
the specific thing he told us was that one thing he told us. That Karen pays Karen Tan, pays Kofa Shonim, which is that's what he told us. How did you get it? So we know what could be the beginning. Because Kofa pays Karen, pays Tan's Kofa, which is and from there, the mystic needs to react to
that. Where did we see that he said that?
Where's the ball?
It's the Bryce.
The Bryce of the
foot. Bryce of the foot, right?
Every time. The very time.
It's, I'm asking you again. Why is the Bryce of being the die for the same person who
I to feel? I don't know. That's not the it goes. Right. Okay. Now, here comes the Shura's question, which in all these Kavod Chomer we've been suggesting, there's been one point that's been difficult. In apart from number 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, all the last 5 Kavod Chomer have been saying, we're saying, if you find that Greg Els Chayim, Nedek Shalim, so too, Karen should be Chayim, Kofa Shalim. So the Beshua, I understand if you say so too, Karen should be Chayim, Nedek Shalim. But I can tell you, Kofa Shalim, maybe only Nedek. How can you equate the two? So the Gemara is going to ask that with a slight darker twist. Remember, what we want to try to find is there Kofa by Rega? We thought there was. The Gemara is saying, no, right. Maybe there's no Kofa by Rega, and he only learned from Nezik Shalom. The Gemara's going to go to Alder Katayin. If there's no Kofa by Rega, now how can you learn out from Rega to teach us Kofa by Karen? Yeah. We could say, no, sorry. What do you want to say? If we find that Nezikin is Rega's Chayim for Nezik, so to Karen should be Chayim Kofa. Which one's more common? Nezek or Kofa? Which one's the easier liability to give? Nezek or Kofa?
We're looking at Regel itself. Regel's chayv nezek, but not chayv pivah. So if Regel is not chayv pivah, it's chayv nezek. So you see, it's easier for us to give the oynish of nezek and harder for us to give kofa. So how can you know from nezek to tell you kofa by Karen? I mean, now Regel is the one. If you're right, and there's no kofa by Regel, then there's no kind of kofa to learn from Regel to Karen. Because if you want to get nezek from nezek b'vakasha, but you don't want to nezek from kofa, nezek to kofa. One second, regel itself, which is the source that you want to use in order to teach us kofa. What the halacha there is a fear of kofa by nezek by regel? Oh, no fear of kofa. So what do we see? You can be chayim nezek, but you won't be chayim kofa. So how can you tell me that if I'm chayv nezek by regel, I'm chayv kofa by Karen? You see, I'm chayv nezek, but not kofa. That's the Gemara's. Oh, my dear, my dear, there I mean. How can I make stuff? It must be that there is kofa by regel. How can I make stuff? It's very logical to say there is kofa by regel. How can I make stuff? The ikur kofa by regel. The east of your legs are like a good regal. If you say there's no cake of a regal, with all our mini zonk in the regal, nicely, law and the talent, talent, that's out of his zonk in the regal, leave for it. We could ask a tremendous picker. Mal and zonk in the regal, the zonk in the regal, she came yeshin on the regal. Regal has nezik. Nizok and the Chiyim Nezek of Regel is applicable by Regel. Machekin Koyva is not applicable by Regel. If you're going to say there is no Koyva by Regel, then Koyva is not applicable by Regel, and Nezek is. So how can you learn from Nezek of Regel, the teacher Koyva of Karen? Nezek is much more common, because Nezek is applicable by Regel, and Koyva isn't. Elo Lashmami non the regular Maisi law. Elamai must be that the Tavan learnt it from the Kofa of Regal. Alma Ike Kofa of Regal, Shmami non. So therefore, you see, there is Kofa in Regal, Shmami non. Well, end of the Gemara. Shabbat the Gemara is Chazorah, Kabbalah. That's the Gemara. Anyone who didn't manage to catch it this time, can hear on the shit, it's all been recorded, you can hear it on the time. I kind of show to Yossi, but I want to just say what we need to do after the Chazorah Gemara. There's a Tesis on the Chafei Amud Aleph, we're not doing the whole Tesis, on the Chafei Amud Aleph, we might do the whole, but I'll be doing it with this one. The top Tesis, I need the open camera carry, okay? So once you've done the Gemara, go back to the Gemara, the Mishnah on the Chafei Amud Aleph, the Chafei Amud Aleph. We do the top tzitzit, and we go like this. The first four lines until the end of the run. All right, do you write them down? Sure, you have to remember. First four lines until the end of the run. And then from the Shloma, so we're skipping out on like seven or eight lines. Okay, the first four lines of the question, the Shloma starts the teret. Until.
Okay, Shloma.
Until the Intoma, until the set the Intoma before Sanhedrin, until the Intoma before Sanhedrin. Okay, it's the first four lines, and then from the Ishlema until quite far down, 15 lines, I think, is bracket Sanhedrin, Intoma, Pegah, and the Imamas. Right?
Intoma,
yeah. Okay, after that. Then on Daf Chavav, on a normal taste of the we have another thing like Mari. Daf Chavav, we can do the first three tastes. But again, I have to work on that then. The first three tastes are not so bad. Not so hard. Okay, number one, two, three, four. All right.
Do we know where we're just cleanly against this a lot of
that? I think maybe that. Maybe it's together. I don't know where you're not going. Yeah, then balash enoki. You don't balash enoki to go and knock you a blodis. The question how you read the pasuk. Pasuk says the balash enoki if it's a tan,
In the Balas Shoy is not there. Most people say knocking completely. They don't need to pay kofer. In Eastern, no, knocking means in the goes. Okay. Right.
So you're going to say, please,
yes.